Welcome to Sunday Sermons and other recordings from the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis, California. Please visit our website at www.uudavis.org for further information.
This morning is attributed to the Navajo tradition. I'm Autumn Labbé-Renault, and I'm serving as worship associate this morning for our bridging service as we welcome Gracie Range into young adulthood. Beauty is before me and beauty behind me. Above me and below me hover the beautiful. I am surrounded by it, and I am immersed in it. In my youth, I am aware of it. And in my old age, I shall walk quietly the beautiful trail. In beauty, it begins, and in beauty, it is ended. Welcome. Welcome to the path of beauty, one path of beauty, at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Davis.
And I'm Beth Banks. I'm the senior minister for this congregation. And it seems as if I am fated to crackle. Alex Hayter-Winnett is also with us this morning, and Reverend Morgan is on maternity leave and will return in early August. If this is your first time here, I hope that you will stop by the welcome table so we can get to know you, and you will find that this is a caring community, a caring and sharing community, and you will witness that today. To acknowledge all that is being held by the people in this room, we light one pillar candle for the sorrows of the world. And we acknowledge that there was another shooting in our country. And we light one pillar for the joys of the world and the moments of hope, the moments of celebration. And I invite Tamara and Kelly Range to come up for the child's lighting words, and they are inviting Gracie to light.
The beauty woven fine by soul matters. As we celebrate life's beauty, may we never forget that we are part of it. It is woven not only around us, but through us.
We are here to notice those elegant strands, the way they call us, the way they hold us, connect us.
May today enable that beauty to shine.
So I asked Tamara, you know, who is somebody that Gracie really admires? And she mentioned Kate Raymond. And Kate Raymond is in a Spanish immersion program in Costa Rica today, so it was a little hard for her to be here. Sorry about that, Gracie. But she did say, I'll send you something you can say. So here's a message from Costa Rica for you. Gracie is one of the UU people in our church who I deeply admire, and my heart always perks up when our paths cross. Here are some of my thoughts about her. I've always thought highly of Grace. She has a steady and kind presence and that I and so many others have depended on over the years. Children especially recognize that she is home base for them. With her, they are safe and cared for, with so many ending up curled up in her lap. She is one of those people who speak and act from a place of deep integrity. If she says she will do something, you know it will happen. If she says she believes something, you know she thought about it. I saw so many groups she participated in over the years. Mugs, which is our junior high group, summer camps, OWL, which is our relationship and sexual education program, coming of age, religious exploration groups. They recognize her leadership, her kindness, and her delight in sharing the fun. Those who are lucky enough to be her friends know she will always have their backs. Those who are blessed enough to love and be loved by her count this as a true treasure. Lucky us that we have had her in our community, and lucky are those who will get to know her. So a wonderful message from Costa Rica for you. Many times we will have 5 to 12 people in this ceremony. It just so happens this year we have one person, and so Gracie gets to be the complete focus for us today. That has its upsides and its downsides. So I'm going to ask that we sing and stand to do so if we are able, building bridges. Indeed, it is true. We can make such sweet harmony. So today you will see that the youth will stand eventually, not now, over here, and Andre will have a group that he will be with. And then over by the ramp, there, not yet, Neil. You've got a long time to go, so you might as well like have a seat. It's going to be a while before those hissing cockroaches get to see you. Over here will be the young adults, right? And then in the middle, what we do is we have family and mentors, teachers, make a bridge with their hands. And Gracie passes through that bridge, and she is a youth here, and suddenly, miraculously, magically over here, she is a young adult. It's stunning how it happens. So, everyone in this community, in this congregation, is a part of building a bridge for our emerging young adults. Their parents, their family, coming-of-age mentor, religious exploration teachers and ministers. Well, we are the ones who are going to physically create that bridge in the center, but just know you are all in spirit a part of that group. In a child naming service, there is a ceremony when the family of the baby receives a rose with no thorns, because our responsibility is to protect that child. But in this ceremony, we give the emerging young adult a rose with thorns on the stem and gardening gloves. As parents and as a supportive community, we still have the responsibility to support, to mentor, but the children have become young adults. And now we hope that they have the tools to overcome some of the challenges in life. And I say emerging young adults because actually it is really scary to hear that suddenly you are a young adult after you walk under these hands. It is really scary to know that. So emerging gives you a little cushion. Right. So I'm going to ask for the family members to come forward and to face each other here and to start to build that bridge. So Gracie's family members, come on down. Gracie, not you yet. And one on one side, one on the other. Just like a bridge has two walls, you need to create that wall. And in a little bit, you're going to be making the roof. Yeah, well, you're going to be standing for a long time if you do it now. So I just have you, like, you know, relax a little bit. And now I'd like to invite the mentors and the teachers, people who've been formerly, Jill Pickett was her mentor. And if you've been a teacher, to come down and join that bridge. If you have worked with mugs, on the regional or district level, to come down and join. Oh, so it is. Never mind. I need you as young adults. Just know that they are here in spirit, though. They are young adults. Okay. Now, don't put your hands up yet, because I need all the people from Muggs Junior High, High School, over by the piano, over by Andre. Yeah, come on, he's giving you a lure. Stand, well, no, just stand over there. You don't get to join the bridge, you know. You're just over there in a bunch. Yeah, get a bunch together. There you go. High school, junior high. Yeah, bunch together. Yeah, good job, good job. You're not a far to the bridge, but someday you're going to walk through this. So just watch her style, right? And the youth, the young adults over here, if you would. Now I know I almost gave up on my young adults. I almost put them in the bridge. Okay, we go over there. Yeah, right? Good. Yeah, you're good, you're good. Okay, excellent. All right, and now Gracie. Would you come over and stand in the bunch over by the piano? Gracie, I invite you to take one thorny rose. Watch out. No, I'm sure whatever one you chose is the right one. You can do it. You'll get it. Here you go. We've got time. And then if you could take these gloves from my hands. There you go. Now you've got everything you need for life. I want you to just wear those. No matter where you... No, don't. No. Save it up, but people might ask questions. And then I want you to be ready to tell them all about Unitarian Universalism. And the gloves and the rose. Okay. So, are you ready to... Put your hands up and be the bridge. And are you ready to cheer her on? Hold that chair, okay. And are you ready to receive her? Young adults. Oh, wonderful young adults. And are you ready to give her little gifts? And cheer her as she comes your way. Are you ready? Please. If somebody could just pin her, because she has a little UU pin that you can, and a book that is for young adults, so from our denomination. So Gracie, congratulations. Lots of teamwork. There we go. Congratulations. And congratulations to family and friends. You can all have a seat. Thank you. If you want to go over and see the tortoise and the hissing cockroaches, you can duck over there before the annual meeting. So the advice that is priceless. Well, this is kind of for Gracie, but it's also for all of us to hear. And there are people of different age levels who are going to offer the advice that they wish they had heard, that they would give to themselves when they were 17 or 18. And I just want to remind you that this great idea came from the campus ministry group, the campus community group, earlier this year when Alex Hader Winnett asked them about that, and that they offered this as a message for all ages. And it was really rich and beautiful, and I thought, why not expand that? So this is thanks to Alex for this idea. And we can all listen and imagine what we would wished we could tell ourselves when we were 17 or 18. And how that might have changed our life.
Good morning. My name is Meredith Carlson, and I'm a relatively new member of this congregation. I'm a doctoral student at UC Davis, and something you should know about me is that I love to celebrate. When I was 7, 8, and 9 years old, I would spend weeks planning my birthday parties. There was always a theme, Harry Potter, of course, at the peak of its popularity, or a pig-themed bash in which I insisted everyone participate in a whipped cream-eating contest. But I was lucky because celebrations as a kid weren't limited to birthdays. There was also the outing for a scoop of ice cream when my sister and I made good grades. And it wasn't so much the ice cream that made those June evenings special. It was the fact that report card days were not like other days. They were different. They marked the end of another school year. And I love to mark things. And whether or not we are comfortable with all the attention of being recognized for a birthday or an accomplishment, I think as children, we get used to the certain rhythm of marking occasions. And so I think it would have helped me to hear on the day of my own high school bridging that I was taking on an unexpected new kind of responsibility. Not the responsibility to make sure I ate balanced meals or got to class on time or paid my phone bill, but the responsibility of choosing to uplift my own little occasions. I heard a lot of really kind wishes in my teen years, especially around graduation time, about how great things were ahead for me and big accomplishments were still to come. Yet, as we move from youth to adulthood, I think the milestones tend to become a little less conspicuous. There may be other graduations, moves, job offers, but the feeling of momentum will probably slow and settle down a little bit. Because the significant moments in adulthood aren't as set in stone as they are when we are going through school and can always expect the next grade. And so I wish I had known how important it would be to me to make little celebrations of my own, to celebrate for no reason, just to make each day a little different. And to not wait, most of all, for what someone else might call success. Adulthood comes with a lot that is hard, difficult choices, and a lot of uncertainty. But it also comes with the freedom to decide what we care about. What am I proud of today or grateful for? What marks the days and the months and the years for me? I'm not very far from my own high school graduation, so I'm still learning to take this advice. But I'm beginning to celebrate these small personal festivals. So I celebrate my first spring in California by sitting on a riverbank on a day when I would normally be sitting at my desk. And I celebrate the end of a very hard day for both of us by dancing in the kitchen with my partner. I celebrate having an idea, just a tiny bud of an idea for my dissertation research, by not thinking about school and work for a while and just reading a book. I celebrate having just baked a really great pie by parading it around the house. I celebrate seeing friends that I haven't in a while. I celebrate feeling better after a nasty cold. I celebrate feeling a little braver today than I did yesterday. So, to the 17-year-old me, yes, great things are ahead for you. And yes, some of them are big things that other people will notice and congratulate you for. And so many of them are tiny, hidden celebrations that only you will know the meaning of.
Eighteen-year-old Megan was ready to be done with high school. She was ready for change. 18-year-old Megan was very busy with many commitments that she loved. 18-year-old Megan was excited for college. 18-year-old Megan was terrified for college. She was stubborn and not very good at accepting help or advice with grace. Here is the advice that I would give 18-year-old Megan, even if she may not have accepted it at the time. One. Try to group and remember things in groups of five or less. Keep to-do lists and goals in low numbers and specific. Our brains have a hard time remembering more items than the number of fingers we have on one hand. Two, reach out to those you care about. Humans like to support one another, and letting others do so is a gift that goes both ways. Others want to help you as much as you want to help them. Let them. Tell them when there's something bothering you. Ask for help. Share your joys, and they will feel even bigger. Three, cook. It is so much easier to take care of your body when you cook instead of buying pre-made foods or eating at restaurants. Also, you enjoy cooking. So while being able to feed your body better food, you will also feed your heart and soul while you cook. It will remind you of your mother, and that will feel good. Call her. Ask her for old recipes. Cook new recipes. Cook for yourself. Cook for other people. 4, time for self-care is time well spent. Balance being busy with having times where you do nothing. Plan time for self-care and say no to other things that come up during that time. Exercise, read, spend time alone, sleep in, go to bed early, go for walks, clean your room, paint your nails, write. 5, be you and own it. The people who love you for it are the ones worth sticking with. It's too much work to try to be someone else. Life is hard enough without acting the whole time. Be silly. Don't overthink. Apologize when you make a mistake or hurt somebody, but not for who you are. Try new things with gusto. Wear whatever makes you feel wonderful. Focus on if you enjoy something and not on other people's responses. So, that brings us to a list of 5. That means I'm done. One hand worth of advice for 18-year-old Megan or 18-year-old Grace. Most of these things current Megan is good at, but they are good reminders as well. So, let's see if I can do it so that I'll remember them throughout the month. And Gracie, you can try too. 1, any guesses? Make lists of 5. That's 1. 2, reach out. Don't forget about people. 3, cook. 4, self-care matters. 5, be you and own it.
Hello, Tammy. I want to tell you that the greatest thing that you can learn right now, early on, is that you will always have ups and you will always have downs. And with every single down, there will always be an up. Do not worry that you cannot see the up that is coming, but just know it will come. And in those down times, no matter how hard they are, you may not have control of the bad things that happen to you, but you 100% have control over how you manage through those bad things. Don't let those curved balls derail you. And believe me, there will be some curved balls. Don't let bad things make you hard or insensitive. Let them teach you to be more compassionate and forgiving, because that is who you are and who you should always be. Remember to make each wrong a right by learning something from that. Even if you cannot understand why this bad thing is happening to you, know that the lesson that you take from it right now may be useful for you later on in life. Cherish every moment you have with people that you love. Do not ever take them for granted. Be thoughtful when you choose your words. The words you use mean something very important, and they can either lift people up or they can break people down. Go to the library, because we didn't have the internet when I was 17. Go to the library right now and look up the words Unitarian and Universalist. It will change your life. And do not worry, because everything that you want right now at 17, you will have.
Hey, Kelly. I want to sit down with you right now and give you the heart-to-heart talk you didn't get all these years. Some of these things your folks didn't talk about, I want to tell you right now. Your future is bright. You have a lot to look forward to. You will be a good man and a father someday. Wait, I know what you're thinking. Me, a father? No way. Never. I won't be a good father. I don't want that kind of responsibility. But I promise you'll be great. Remember, you are fun. You love to be outside and play. Those are going to be important qualities that your kids are going to love about you. And something that you don't know about being a father is that your kids are going to love you unconditionally. No strings attached. There's no greater feeling than wanted by a child, especially that is yours. The best lesson that I can tell you that you are free to be anyone you want to be and do whatever makes you happy. Please do not let other people get in the way of that. And oh, one more thing you will have to look forward to is the Joe and Jerry show. Go Niners.
Grace's name was well chosen. She's grown into a graceful young woman. I was proud to be her mentor for coming of age. Just as she is very kind, patient, and loving with her two younger siblings, Billy and April, she has been very kind with her peers, both in the coming of age program and at school, which I know from my daughter. Since coming of age, she's worked with Kate Logvey in the Bridge House on Sundays and has helped with the Summer Stars program. She's been reliable and resourceful and has a great future with her strong character and set of values. She cares about the community and is enthusiastic about giving back. I hesitate to give any advice to any 17-year-old, especially to Grace. For my 17-year-old self, I was a country bumpkin from a small village in Suffolk, England. I went to an all-girls school and was sheltered from meeting boys and being out in the world. I conformed to the expectations of my conservative family. I don't think I had the temptations that Grace and her peers have nowadays with their complex lives, complex environment, and social media. However, my parents did teach me good values, including respect and caring for others and myself, and being true to myself. If I do offer any advice, it is this, and I think Grace has internalized this already. Be true to yourself. Kate mentioned this earlier. Have integrity. If you commit to doing something, to be somewhere, follow through. Don't let people down. Do what you said you were going to do, even if you suddenly decide you would prefer to be somewhere else or to do something else. That way, others will trust your word and know that they can count on you. When I was 17, I had a wonderful boyfriend, and I did not have integrity at that time. I was supposed to meet him on his birthday, and I had met somebody else that I really liked, and I showed up late and told him, and that's something I will always regret. So that is why integrity now is of prime importance to me.
For the last 9 months, I've had a great honor to be the campus minister for this community. And that means every week I get to sit with college students and share a meal and worship with them and to hear their hopes and their dreams and their struggles and their fears. And it's really wonderful to be able to hear myself in their voice and to offer some of the advice that I maybe ignored or wish I had received. So I am going to pass some of that on to you, Grace, and to others who may need to hear it. One, the great promise of our faith is that your self-worth is not dependent on your grades. You are not your degree. Education comes in many forms and not just in the classroom. Similarly, church comes in many forms and not just in this building. There will be late nights and there will be missed meals. There will be ignored emails and flaking out on meetings, and that's okay. Go easy on yourself. Give grace and forgiveness freely. Friends, I just want to address the congregation real quick that there is a study that shows that the most important piece for a successful young adult is to have one non-related adult in their life show interest. That's how we make successful young adults, is by showing interest in children and youth. So my advice, not for Grace, but for this congregation, is to spend a moment, even just on a Sunday afternoon, to turn to a young person and ask them a question. Not about school, not about family or homework, but just a question about their life. Get to know them. And that is how we will build more successful young adults like Grace. Thank you.
What is the advice that you would give yourself when you are 17 or 18, and how might that have changed your life? Perhaps you would be more forgiving of yourself. Perhaps you would have had the courage to be exactly who you are, just a little bit more, or to make more mistakes, and to know that so often there are opportunities, it sounds so trite, but it's true, for growth, and to emerge into something new. You can give yourself that advice right now, with the time that you have ahead of you, no matter what your age. And so I invite you into a time of prayer and meditation, and Andre will finish this prayer with a musical reflection. And I invite you to hear these words by Robert Kaufman. To our youth, to our young adults, to Gracie, who has bridged, we wish for you a storm or two that you may enjoy the calm. We wish for you tranquility in a time of trial. And we wish for a cool breeze on a warm day and pale white clouds that you may better appreciate the blueness of the sky. We wish for you darkness, that you may see the stars. And we wish for you anticipation of high adventure. We wish you the courage to avoid battle. And we wish you a sense of wonder and poetry and music. We wish you companionship, that you may appreciate solitude, a friend who will understand you, and understanding, so that you may have a friend. We wish that you may become all that you wish to be, and more than you hope you can be. And we wish for you a rose to smell, a hand to touch, a voice to cheer, and a heart to gladden. And we wish you someone to love as we love you.
So there's a little surprise that I wasn't intending to be a total surprise, in case the recipient was shocked every time he came into worship, thinking maybe something unexpected will happen to me, you know, kind of a negative reaction. But it's Alexander Waltonen. So Alexander, could you come down here, please?
So, Alexander graduated from Sacramento State mid-year, and we didn't recognize his graduation. He has a minor in Japanese with a major in chemistry, and we know that graduation brings new decisions to be made, and it is not our role. I just want to say this to everyone here, to say what's next. Fair question. We just really celebrate your graduation, and this is from the AV team and the clergy on behalf of the congregation. So, thank you. It looks kind of like a Maine Coon cat. He has a passion for them. As close as we could get it. Graduation from college is really important, and our graduates from our program have a party, and there's a barbecue and all kinds of things. And so there was Alexander mid-year. It just felt very unfair. So he's part of our staff, and thank you for joining me in applause. So the chalice and the pillars. We extinguish one pillar candle that symbolizes our sorrows, and may they be lightened. And we extinguish the pillar candle of our joys. May they continue to spread and grow. And we extinguish the flame of the chalice, and may we bring that brightness and compassion and joy to this world. And I invite everyone to connect with those around you. Hold a hand or gently put a hand on a shoulder. Connect in some way that's comfortable for you. Congratulations to Gracie and her family. Here's one of those transitions among all those transitions in our life.
Where there is beauty, amplify it. Where beauty is hidden, reveal it.
Where beauty is ruined, restore it. Where beauty is absent, create it.
This will be our gift to our world. Let this congregation say, Amen.
Amen.